Well, normally, this is the time where we check in with author, educator, naturalist, and all-around great guy, Larry Weber. This morning, we're checking in with author, naturalist, educator, photographer, and all-around great guy, Sparky Senses, sitting in for Larry. Hey, Sparky, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, Larry did say, to pass along the message, he's on the road, he did say that where he was, even though he didn't specify where, he said the eclipse was everything it was cracked up to be. So he sounded pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I got to see it through the clouds here, but it was kind of cool because really didn't need the special glasses and got some photos of it as kind of the thin clouds parted for a little bit there. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you had some excellent photographs of it, and everybody was, at least in our little chunk of the woods, their eyes were much safer because you really didn't, you know, as people, they would look and then they'd hold their glasses up and then they'd drop them down and then they'd hold them up again. So the clouds kind of kept our eyes safe.
It was a neat event.
It certainly was. What else is going on out in the great outdoors these days?
Well, it's cold this morning, but it's kind of late summer. And, you know, we're seeing the first signs of fall. Maybe some people are sad about that. Some people are happy. But, you know, things like, you know, I was up in the bog yesterday and there's some maples, red maples that are completely turned already. There's the dogbane plant. They've turned yellow. Some have even lost their leaves. The bracken ferns are turning that kind of nice gold brown. Shorebirds are moving. They've been migrating for a few weeks now, coming through Duluth. There's been some really interesting ones on Park Point, like buff-breasted sandpipers. And, you know, what else? My warblers. Lots of warblers are moving. And, you know, the woods have been kind of quiet for a while now. Things have quit singing. They quit defending territory, and now they're actually heading out of here. And but, you know, it's fun to see them as they pass through. The warblers are tough to identify in the fall, a lot of them. But, yeah, we're starting to see the first signs.
Well, that's what those nice naturalist folks up at Hawk Ridge are for, because they're just amazing. I mean, they can see birds in the sky long before. It's like their eyesight is the equivalent of dogs' hearing. They can see birds in the sky long before anybody could really see them, and they're able to identify them, and they can, you know, point things out to you, and that's how you learn from other people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Frank Nicoletti was the counter for a long time, and now Carl Barden. I mean, those guys are some of the top in the country. And, you know, I was the counter at Hawk Ridge for 2 years back in the 90s, and I tell them they should expunge my records because I'm not even close to those guys, and I spent a lot of time talking to people.
Well, which is also a really nice, you know, that's also a really nice thing. That's one of the cool things. Of course, the counters are kind of different from the interpretive guides that are available up there. Because the counters are supposed to be counting and the interpreters are supposed to be helping. And so it would be a little bit difficult to do both, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. And you know, speaking of migration, Hawk Ridge is sponsoring a fall migration workshop this weekend, and I think today is the last day to register. Clinton Meehanhouse, who's the naturalist at Hawk Ridge, and he's also a naturalist in the winter for Friends of Sac Zim Bog, he's leading that workshop, and you can get details on Hawk Ridge's website for that, but yeah, I think today is the last day to register. It's this weekend, so that'll be a neat opportunity for folks to kind of brush up on their fall warblers and maybe some shorebirds as well. But, you know, one other neat thing that, you know, Larry, I laid out and published Larry's In a Patch of Goldenrod's book. And, you know, that really opened my eyes to what's in a patch of goldenrods. And now we're in goldenrod and aster time. You know, this is their peak. And, you know, we're so lucky up here in the North Woods. We've got about 9 or so species of asters and about 10 species of goldenrods that are peaking right now. And I would tell everybody, you know, if you have a chance, get out in a patch of goldenrods. It's unbelievable, especially on a little warmer day, a little sunny day, but the number of insects is phenomenal, and there are some crazy critters in there. I've been checking it out myself, and, you know, there's this thing called the hunchbacked fly, and it looks like a hunchback. It's got this, it's kind of yellow and black. It almost has a tail, and it's got this big humped back. If you're lucky, you can see one of those. There's a lot of the goldenrod soldier beetles right now on the goldenrods. They're kind of this brown and yellow, a larger beetle. And another beetle is the, I don't think it has a common name, but it's a flower longhorn. And it's got kind of yellow bars on a brown body, type of Cirrus velutinus. And they are all over right now. But then there's some critters on there that are just as happy to catch other critters. They're hiding in the goldenrods, and they are fascinating. There's the jagged ambush bug, which is, it's colored just like the goldenrods, and kind of tucks itself in to the flowers, and when a bee or some beetle comes along, it'll just nab it and suck out the insides.
It's really got the best name ever. I mean, for a predator. I mean, who wouldn't, if somebody yelled, there's a jagged ambush bug coming, wouldn't everybody pretty much run?
It's a good thing they're not the size of golden retrievers. That's for sure.
Many, many things to be thankful for once you start looking around in the natural world.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's fascinating. Sparky, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat. I appreciate you stepping in for Larry this morning. And we'll have, I hope, some of your gorgeous photographs to illustrate the story. Please tell me you have a picture of a jagged ambush bug.
Oh, I do. I have lots. I will get them to you.
And that'll be wonderful. Thanks so much, Sparky.
Take care.
Sparky Stensis is the executive director of Friends of the Sac Zim Bog, and he is also an author, a naturalist, an educator, and an all-around great guy. He stepped in for Larry Weber this morning here on Backyard Almanac.